From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia expresses concern about escalation in the Middle East. Over 961,000 vehicles returned to the Jakarta's metropolitan area via toll road. Indonesian minister explores collaboration with the U.S. Northeastern University. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where the Indonesian government via its Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed concerns over the escalation of the security situations in the Middle East after the Iranian attack on Israel. The ministry conveyed this via the official account on social media X, formerly Twitter, monitored by Voice of Indonesia on Sunday. The ministry said that Indonesia urged the United Nations UN Security Council to make efforts immediately to reduce tensions. The ministry also said that the Indonesian government believes that resolving the problem in Palestine is an important key to creating peace in the surrounding region and that stability can be realized if the two-state solution can be achieved. Indonesian state-owned toll operator Jasa Marga recorded that over 961,000 vehicles returned to the Jakarta's metropolitan area via toll roads 3 days after Idul Fitri 2024 from Wednesday to Sunday. As reported by Antara News Agency, head of the Marketing Communication Department of Jasa Marga, Faiza Riani in Jakarta on Monday said that it is the cumulative figure for traffic flow from the four main toll gates, each from the west, south, east, and southeast directions. The total volume of vehicle returning to the Jabodetabek area increased by 41% compared to the normal days. Various types of Indonesian coffee attracted visitors to the Specialty Coffee Expo SCE held at McCormick Place, Chicago, United States from Friday to Sunday, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday, charged affairs at interim of the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C., Sade Bimantara said Indonesia's participation is a form of close collaboration between the government, banking, business actors, and Indonesian Coffee Association with the Indonesia team model. Sade further said the U.S. is the largest market for Indonesian coffee with a lot of potentials that still needs to be achieved. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno is exploring collaboration with Northeastern University in Boston, United States, on tourism and the creative economy. As reported by Antara News Agency on Sunday in his statement in Boston last weekend, he said that exploring opportunities for collaboration with one of the leading private universities in Boston was necessary to accelerate knowledge, one of which was regarding artificial intelligence and its sustainable development. The expected scope of cooperation includes comparative studies, joint research initiative, curriculum improvement, and industrial partnerships. Let's move on to the international news, where Israel and Iran on Sunday at the United Nations Security Council emergency meeting accused one another of being the main threat to peace in the Middle East. As reported by AFP on Monday, each called on the Council to impose sanctions on their sworn enemy. Israel's UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan said that Iran exposed its face as the destabilizer of the region and the world. Iran's UN Ambassador Amir Said Iravani insisted the Islamic Republic was exercising its inherent right to self-defense, while also saying that the Council failed in its duty to maintain international peace and security. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged restraint, telling the meeting that neither the region nor the world can afford more war. He also said that now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Supporters of several opposition political candidates in Solomon Island parade through the streets of Hunaria ahead of the general elections on Wednesday. A powerful opposition figurehead, Daniel Suidani, in an interview with AFP on Monday, speaks about his hopes for the election as hundreds board boats to their home provinces to vote. Suidani's opinion about the election in light of Beijing's sway in the country.
This is quite a critical one. 2024 election is quite critical, especially for Solomon Islands, the nation of Solomon Islands. People need to be very mindful of who they vote for and the policies and the manifesto that they stand for, especially we are now starting to get things familiar with party system, the manifest policies and all these things. So we're trying our very best to get those who will look after this country seriously. Yeah.
The Pacific nation has warmly embraced China under Mercurial Prime Minister Manasseh Sugawara, with the two nations inking a security pact in 2022. A torrent of Chinese aid and investment has flowed into the country during Sugawara's 5 years at the helm. And the 69-year-old has voted to deepen these ties further if re-elected. Although the vote will be held on Wednesday, it could take weeks for the OPEC coalition building process to resolve who will be prime minister. Temperatures in Japan's northern city of Sapporo passed 25 degrees Celsius on Monday, said Soichi Yoshida, an official at the regional headquarters of the Japan Meteorological Agency. As reported by AFP, Yoshida said that it is the earliest that temperatures in the city have passed 25 degrees Celsius, which the GMA classifies as a summer day, since records began there in 1877. Sapporo, the main city on the country's northern island of Hokkaido, is famous for winter sports and hosted the Winter Olympics in 1972. He also said that his agency cannot rule out the possibility that the climate change has played a role in the high temperature, but other factors such as high pressure system may have also contributed. The GMA also said climate change is making Japan's famous cherry blossoms appear earlier on average. Listen on now, let's move it on to a commentary for today.
Today's commentary highlights Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, that announced the launch of dozens of drones and missiles to Israel around the occupied territory of Palestine on Saturday evening. The launch was a response to Israel's attack on the Iran consulate in Damascus, Syria on April 1st. The Foreign Ministry of Iran on Sunday stated the attack against Israel was a reasonable right in defending themselves from Israel's assault to Iran's diplomatic facility in Damascus, Syria, which killed 16. Among them were two Iranian generals, namely Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Zahedi and Brigadier General Mohammad Hadi Haji Rahimi. Iran's Military Chief of Staff Major General Mohammad Bakeri said Iran will not continue the operation against Israel and stated the military operation has ended. However, this operation made some countries in the Middle East close their airspace. Some of them were Egypt, Lebanon, Kuwait, Jordan, and Iraq. Iran's attack against Israel made the world concerned over tension escalation in the Middle East. Many believe this attack was the result of the escalation in Palestine, where there is still the war between Israel and Hamas militants, which was believed to get support from Iran. The world, including Indonesia, didn't want the situation to worsen. Airspace shutdown was a small example of the attack's impact in the Middle East. The conflict resolution in Palestine is the only solution to stop security escalation in the Middle East. The two-state solution, according to the United Nations mandate, will create peace with the independence and recognition of Israel for Palestine as a nation. It was expected that the UN, through the Security Council, would make the attack as an additional reason to strengthen the importance of achieving the two-state solution in Palestine. Meanwhile, all should forbear to prevent further casualties. because in the end, the victim is always the people. That's commentary from Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today's history with an event on April 15, 1912 about the sinking of the Royal Mail ship Titanic. Royal Mail ship RMS Titanic was a British super passenger ship that sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on April 15, 1912 after hitting an iceberg. The ship sank during its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City, the United States. The sinking of the Titanic killed 1,514 people, and the tragedy was included in one of the deadliest maritime disasters in history. The ship was built from 1909 to 1911 by the Harland and Wolff Shipyard in Belfast and could accommodate 2,224 passengers. Let's move it on to the next event in 1989 when Hillsborough tragedy kills 97 people. The Hillsborough tragedy is a tragedy of clashes between supporters of the football clubs Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. The two teams competed at Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield, England on April 15, 1989. The clash between supporters of the two football clubs killed 97 Liverpool supporters and more than 760 people were injured. The coroner's report released in 1991 stated that all the dead victims were those who were not safe when the first ambulance arrived. Later, based on the result of the investigation, it was stated that the incident was due to negligence of the part of the police and errors in reporting by the Sun, resulting in the boycott of the Sun with the slogan "Don't buy the Sun." This prompted British Prime Minister David Cameron to express his apologies to the families of the victims. We are today in history with an event in 2011 when suicide bombing in Cirebon, West Java, Indonesia occurred. The Cirebon bombing was a suicide bomb explosion at the mosque located at the Cirebon City Police Headquarters, which occurred on 12:15 local time Friday, 15 April 2011. This incident injured 25 people, including the Cirebon City Police Chief. The bomb that exploded at the Cirebon City Police Headquarters was a suicide bomb, killing the bomber. The bomb exploded when Friday prayers were about to start at around 12:15 local time. The explosion was heard up to a radius of 2 kilometers. The bomb exploded inside the mosque and injured 25 Friday prayer worshippers. The injured victims were taken to Cirebon Harbor Hospital and Cirebon Ciremai Army Hospital.
listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Canada and members of the international partner group welcome Indonesia's comprehensive investment plan and policy. Canadian Ambassador to Indonesia, Jess Dutton, said Canada and other members of the Just Energy Transition Partnership International Partner Group welcomed the launch of Indonesia's Comprehensive Investment and Policy Plan. The Indonesian government launched an investment policy and commitment document, or Comprehensive Investment and Policy Plan, for the Just Energy Transition Partnership funding program in November 2023 on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. Ambassador Dutton, in a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, April 12th, said this is an important roadmap for Indonesia to accelerate the development of renewable energy and reduce emissions by 2030 and achieve net zero emissions in the electricity sector by 2050. Ambassador Dutton said that international partner group and private investors are actively seeking to direct financing to potential Just Energy Transition Partnership projects. He believes that Indonesia's energy transition will be an important catalyst for economic growth, spurring investment in new technologies that can position Indonesia as a global leader in many sectors, including environmentally friendly critical mineral supply chains. Comprehensive Investment and Policy Plan is a document agreed upon in the joint statement and underlies the implementation of the Just Energy Transition Partnership between the Indonesian government and the international partner group. The Comprehensive Investment and Policy Plan is intended to be a living document that will be evaluated and updated regularly to reflect the latest market developments and policy priorities. It contains a consolidated energy transition pathway for the electricity sector, financing needs and requirements, policy reform recommendations, and a just transition framework. The international partner groups consist of the governments of Japan and the United States co-leading the partnership, with members Canada, Denmark, the European Union, Germany, France, Norway, Italy, and the United Kingdom. That was My Indonesia Today.
First time I saw you, you were walking down the beach at night. But the waves bowing down to you in the bright moonlight. Well, it must have been a signal from up above, 'cause deep in my heart I knew that it was love. And it turns me on like when the sun goes down and the moon comes up. Sweet, sweet love, like no other man has been touched by this simple process that love. There's a way to show you my love is real. Webster hasn't found the words to express how I feel. Well, just like a river needs the rain to flow, you warm the heart that once was cold with your love. Love. Ooh, yeah.
goes down and the moon comes up. Sweet, sweet love, like no other man's been touched by this simple process of love.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder comes with the title Mutiara Beach in Southeast Sulawesi. Listener, Gumanano is a village in Mawasangka district in central Buton Regency. This village is about 84 kilometers from Womenkoli Port in Buton. To get to Mutiara Beach, you have to go to Gumanano village first. This village is very remote, so it's not easy to get there. The journey can start from the center of Labungkare City, the capital of central Buton Regency, which can be accessed by ferry. Arriving at Mutiara Beach, you will be greeted by the beauty of this beach. Fine white sand stretches along the beach. Mutiara Beach will be even more beautiful if the water is loud, because the white sand will be more widely visible with the blue sea water and clear. Therefore, this beach is a favorite for the central Bhutan tourism. Many tourists who come here capture the beauty of Mutiara Beach with their cameras. Don't forget to enjoy the clarity of the seawater by swimming. Apart from swimming, visitors can also fish, because there are many types of fish on Mutiara Beach. Apart from that, visitors can also enjoy other tourism attractions in Gumanano village. In this village, there is also a fort left by the Buton Sultanate, namely Lasaidewa Fortress. This fort has 7 lawa, which means 7 doors. You can also bath in the Gumanano baths. The water is fresh but a little brackish. If you are in central Buton, take the time to visit Mutiara Beach with its white sand like pearls lakes. That's Indonesian Wonder. Don't want me back.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Samarinda. Di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a monologue about akan menepi, which means will pull over. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, along with a tourism boat guide of Mahakam River, Samarinda. The tourism boat guide said they will pull over at a dock near to the Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Nanti, nanti, which means later. Kita, kita, which means we. Akan menepi, which means will pull over. Dermaga, dermaga, which means dock. Di dekat, which means near to. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near to the mosque. Sebentar lagi, which means in a moment. Masjid Baitul Mutakin, Masjid Baitul Mutakin, which means Baitul Mutakin Mosque. Icon, icon, which means icon. Kota Samarinda, which means Samarinda City. Terletak, terletak, which means is located. Di tepian, which means in the bank. Sungai Mahakam, which means Mahakam River. Akan mampir, which means will visit. In the conversation, you will hear the expression, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid. Which means, later we will pull over at a dock near the mosque. In the expression, there's the word menepi. Menepi, which means pull over. The word menepi, menepi, which means pull over in the context means the boat is going to the bank of Mahakam River. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples of describing destinations. Mendarat, menuju ke darat. Mendarat, menuju ke darat, means land, going to land. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang. Pesawat akan mendarat pukul 12 siang, which means the plane will land on 12 p.m. Melaut, menuju ke laut. Melaut, menuju ke laut, which means seaward, going to the sea. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Nelayan melaut untuk mencari ikan. Which means, fisherman goes seaward to fish. For your information, Mahakam River is the biggest river in East Kalimantan. Mahakam River is also a main river in Kalimantan, which is known as the island with thousands of rivers. Besides Mahakam River, there are also other main rivers in Kalimantan, namely Barito River, Martapura River, Kapuas River, and Kahayan River. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the dialogue.
Sebentar lagi kita akan sampai di Masjid Baitul Mutakin, salah satu ikon kota Samarinda. Masjid itu terletak di tepian Sungai Mahakam ini.
Apakah kita akan mampir ke masjid itu?
Ya, nanti kita akan menepi di dermaga di dekat masjid.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about akan menepi, which means we'll pull over. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Kini engkau tahu, aku menginginkanmu, tapi takkan ku paksakan. Dan aku pastikan kau belahan hati bila milikku. Lihatlah mataku untuk memintamu.
Sini, sini.
Ingin jalani bersamamu. Coba dengan sepenuh hati.
Bagus kan? Ada yang nyusunnya kayak gini?
Ku ingin jujur. Apa
bagus kan?
Adanya.
Minum
dulu. Menarilah bersamaku dengan diriku untuk memelukmu. Aku
Pani.
Ingin kau menjadi
Miranda eksekutif spa.
Entah bagaimana. Bandel ya.
Cepat dulu.
Ayo. Untuk memintamu. Ingin jalani bersamamu. Coba dengan
ada api di atas kayu. I love you.
Ku ingin jujur apa adanya dari hati. Dari hati. Dari hati.
Ada kayu kena paku. I love you too.
Dari hati.
You You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Suaraku Berharap by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released on December 6, 2008, was composed by Dide and popularized by Hijau Daun Band. The song tells about someone who cannot forget her lover yet. She hopes that someday they can unite again. Well, listener, here is Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong with the keroncong version of Suara Ku Berharap. Enjoy!
Masih sendiri merenungi hari-hari sepi aku tanpamu, masih tanpamu. Bila esok hari datang lagi, ku coba untuk hadapi semua ini meski
of Indonesia.
Feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among those, possess you with one dough.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust, so not his muscles, but percussion he provides for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember.
Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Coba kau tatap mataku, lalu katakan padaku, masihkah dirimu inginkan diriku? Oh, terbakar hatiku melihat tingkahmu.
yang selalu begitu.
VOA listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.